What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Topes, you mentioned your update. What do we know here? Garrett Wilson signed a mega extension.
4 years, $130 million, $90 million guaranteed, $32.5 million AAV. That now makes him the fifth highest paid wide receiver. He gets right in between DK Metcalf, who's at 33, and AJ Brown, who's at 32. So the top paid wide receivers in the league, Jamar Chase at $40.25 million. He's way ahead of everybody else. Justin Jefferson at 35, CeeDee Lamb at 34. DK Metcalf at 33, now Garrett Wilson at 32.5, then AJ Brown at 32, just three other guys over 30 million at this point. Amon-Ra just over 30 million, and then Brandon Ayuk and Tyreek Hill at $30 million. So the interesting part about this, Danny, is seeing how this affects the Terry McLaurin contract extension, if it affects the Terry McLaurin contract extension. I would think that he was already asking in this range when you see another Ohio State receiver who's much younger, by the way, get this sort of number. Does that maybe change things? Does a $90 million guarantee over 4 years maybe up the guarantee number that Terry's asking for?
So it's got to be somewhat germane, okay? And again, I understand the team's perspective here, so we'll get into it. So just doing a quick side-by-side comp over the last three seasons, because Wilson's only played in the league for 3 years, signing his extension now at age 25 versus 30 for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin, 41 fewer catches over the last 3 years. Does that surprise you? 41 fewer.
That's crazy.
And that seem like a lot, right amount, et cetera? McLaurin only topped 80 two times in his career. Last year was the second time. Garrett Wilson, 83 as a rookie, 95 last year, or 2 years ago rather, and 101 catching a bunch of short things from Aaron Rodgers and company. Yardage-wise, 3249 for McLaurin, 3249 Wilson, 3289 McLaurin. McLaurin's got him edged by yards by a little bit. 40 yards difference.
I think that calculates because you think of the different styles of receivers. Terry's more, he's going to make something with it. Garrett Wilson is the kind of guy that the Jets have looked at the last couple years and say, we're just going to get him the ball 8 to 10 times a game, regardless of where it is. If it's just a quick screen, whatever, we're just going to find a way to get the ball in his hands. That hasn't always been the philosophy here in DC with Terry McLaurin.
So I think Wilson's spectacular. I'm a huge fan. Now, he's on the slender side, so maybe not designed to take some of the in traffic catches, but you look at some of the highlight reel things. He made one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
Insane.
I believe it was last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 2 years ago. I don't even remember, but it was one-handed.
It was last year because I think it was for Rodgers, right?
Yeah, it was one-handed and it shouldn't have happened. I just look up Garrett Wilson highlights and go, oh my God, holy crap. Now, Terry is the in-catch goat. I mean, not exactly, but you know what I mean. That's what he's known for. He is awesome at that. Wilson, to me, is an untapped superstar. Now, that may be because I'm super bullish on him. I still love the player. He has been, tell me this is familiar, saddled with god-awful quarterback play and some mismanagement at the highest levels and a bad staff.
Let me see if I can place that one.
Does that sound like anything familiar? Yeah, these guys were green. Our guys wore like an off-shade of burgundy. Now they're going back to the real one. But Wilson, I think, is excellent. This is what you do. You figure it out now and sign him because the price ain't going down, right? Now, I don't know what kind of year he's going to have with Justin Fields at quarterback or otherwise, but I think this dude is excellent. So if that money for a 25-year-old is now the baseline, what does that mean for Terry?
That's what's interesting, because to me, I don't know how much this really does affect Terry, because I would think that he was already looking at the DK Metcalf contract. Garrett Wilson didn't go over that. 4 years, 130, 32.5 AAV. It's pretty similar, right? It's not that different, but it's still a little bit less than what DK Metcalf got. I'd have to look at the guarantees. Maybe that's the difference in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
DK Metcalf, I'm not exactly sure what his guarantees were. I'm seeing if I can find that, but maybe that's the difference. But I don't know that it affects it hugely. That's kind of the range that Terry was going to go in, right? Kind of where you thought he'd be asking.
Metcalf, according, I mean, this is quick and dirty. Metcalf practical guarantee, $60 million.
Okay, so the guarantees went up probably, right? You've got 90 versus 60. So I can't do the quick math on that, but that's quite a bit of the contract, 130, 90 million of a guarantee. That's quite a bit of it. Maybe that affects what Terry's asking for in terms of the guarantees. But if we're just looking AAV in terms of what it's going to be a salary cap hit, I can't think that it's all that different than what he was already asking for if he's looking at that DK contract. And I can't think that he's definitely not looking at Ja'Marr Chase. And even if he's looking at Justin Jefferson, that's $2.5 million. It's not like it's right. A drastic difference. And, you know, I've heard you guys talk about whether you're going to go to that number or not. But to me, I don't know that it just suddenly changes a whole lot for Terry seeing this deal get done.
Did the number for Terry go up because of this?
I don't think he's going to go less than 32.5.
So did the number potentially go down? I'm going somewhere with this.
No.
And that's kind of my point here, is it's important because it's another player in this range.
Correct.
Right? The team could be pointing, hey, man, T. Higgins, DJ Moore, I'm throwing some names, Calvin Ridley, Jalen Waddle. I'd rather have Terry than most of those guys. Devontae Smith, who's a two. Nico Collins signed his a couple years ago. You look at Michael Pittman, who's pretty equivalent to you in terms of numbers.
Yeah, those look like bargains, by the way.
Right, those are great bargains. But all those guys are way less than you're asking. So, does that net us something? Is that important? Another guy, north of 30, for a bad team that's trying to build something, right? Now, the difference is Washington had a great year, whereas the Jets didn't. They haven't had one since Mark Sanchez was handing it off a bunch and eating a bleeping snack. Another guy that's north of 30, that's in that 32, 33 range, I think is only good for Terry's camp.
100%. 100%.
Right?
I don't think it's going to hurt his case. It's certainly not going to do that. And I think maybe it raised his price in the sense that if he was asking, you know, 31, 31 and a half, now you're like, well, let's just bump that up to match the Garrett Wilson to 32 and a half. But I got to think that he's already around that 32 and a half, 33, 32 range anyway. So maybe it just bumps it up to make sure, hey, you saw Garrett Wilson's. Let's go ahead and make sure that we match that, even though it's just a slight bit more. I'm curious to there's no way to know what they're asking. So right.
We'll just hear from a fifth national reporter that's, quote, not going great.
I just couldn't think that he's going to be asking for anything that's outrageous. And I think the thing, if the team is trying to play some hardball here, let me put it this way. If I were Terry's agent, these were the areas I'd be looking right there. That 32.5, 33. And so I don't think it largely affects outside of the guarantees now in the contract.
The only guy that is Terry's age who's got an AAV in the space that we might be talking about here is Tyreek Hill. Now, Tyreek Hill, nowhere near the citizen that Terry McLaurin is. So you got to take the character and content of the person outside of it.
At his height, much better wide receiver.
Well, and that's not an insult.
And I'm a Terry guy.
That's one of the most prolific receivers we've ever seen. That is a game-changing, if you have him when he's right, that's the easy button, that's short, take it to the house,
yes.
That's deep over the top, it opens up everything else. You saw it in Kansas City. You saw it the first year or two in Miami before things now maybe are different. Who knows if you ever get that back or not. But everybody else that's making these huge totals, the next oldest, I think, is DK Metcalf at 27. Other than that, it's Higgins, Ayuk, 26. Amon Ross St. Brown's still only 24, by the way. I guess he's 25 now. But first of all, what?
Crazy.
How was that? It had been in the league 9 years somehow, and he's still doing that.
By the way, why do people overthink drafting him?
Yeah, seriously.
Where did he get? What did he go? Fourth round? Third? Fourth round?
Yeah.
Fifth round?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. Do you want guys to get open and catch everything? That's not really for me.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's too much. Jamar Chase, mid-20s. Jefferson, mid-20s. CeeDee Lamb, mid-20s. Brown, mid-20s. Amon-Ra St. Brown, mid-20s. You see the theme.
Yes.
The older receiver getting north of 30, we don't have much precedent for it. And Tyreek Hill wasn't 30 when he signed.
And to me, that's the only thing holding this up, right? That's it. Age? That's got to be the only thing.
Age one, and here's the other. It's age. I think they're related. Here's what I've said, and this would not make me popular. Linnell and I chopped this up a bunch last week, and it's good that you're here. You get a chance to do it too. I would try to be as much like this Washington front office as they have been, which is kind, thoughtful, people-oriented, going the extra mile. So the example I use is Toby plays for me. You turn my ankle. I know your dad's in the stands. I'll text your dad. Hey, here's what's going on. He turned his ankle. It's bruised right now. We think it's okay. We don't think it's broken. We're not going to the hospital. Don't worry. Order another plate of nachos. We'll be fine. Whatever, right? That sort of stuff goes a long way, and I'm a fan of it. I'm going to treat players well while they're here. Whatever you want. We're going to make sure that you're healthy, taken care of. You want the massage gun? We'll get you that. Whatever you want, we're going to do. But when it comes to this stuff, you're not going to like me. This is unpleasant business stuff. If you'd like to do unpleasant business stuff, this is part of my job. Not to be everybody's best friend, not to be everybody's BFF totes, but to be ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, according to my data, the projected salary cap, and it might go, the projected franchise tag amount next year, and that might change based on salary cap info, but over the cap, place that I like a lot, says it's north of $28 million. 120% of that is 33. I'm well within my rights to just do that. I would like to pay you based on that. Let's do the average of those two, which is $30.5 million. I'll do that for 3 years. It's the Kirk Cousins game in reverse.
Sure.
If you don't like that and are asking for, as a 30-year-old, 32 and a half, 33, 34, more than DK Metcalf, whatever, I'm not going to pay that because I don't have to pay that much more. I've got you under control for 3 years. This year's contract, you don't earn anything until you show up and play. I trust you're too good of a person not to, to pout this away. You show up this year, I franchise you for 2 years, and then you can be a free agent at age 34. Are you sure you want to do that? And this is how I talked to his agent. Are you sure you want to go into the market that way? You can leak whatever you want to whatever reporter you want about how much of a jerk I am. That's fine. But we're not just in the business of overpaying guys because they're nice.
Sure.
I love Terry McLaurin. We want him here. He's a huge part of our offense. This, to me, is a data point that's going to be they're going to try to use it against the team. But if I'm the team, I'm going, can you make Terry 25? We'll sign him to 32 and a half. We'll sign him to 33 as a 25-year-old. He's not 25. He's 30.
I think you bring up some really, really good points, and I'm sure some of those conversations are what is holding this up, right? I think they are willing to have those difficult conversations, and you know, it sounds like, for the most part, Terry's kind of stayed out of the mix here, and even though you get the reports that he's frustrated, you haven't gotten anything from Terry himself saying anything, so I think a lot of that is agent speak. The counter I would have to what you're saying, Danny, and say you're trying to play hardball. You said, what, 31 and a half is kind of what you're looking at?
30 and a half would be the average of those 2 years, yeah.
Okay, so 30 and a half, 31, somewhere in that range. I would say, look, dude, right now is when you can afford to pay a little bit extra. Right now is the time that you can do that. I understand that it's a business. I understand that you need to be frugal with the amount of money that you're spending. But part of the luxury right now of having a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal is that I don't have to penny pinch as hard. And so right now is the time to say, you know what, I was willing to go to 30 and a half. Is it going to kill me to get to 33? I think that's the time to do it. If we were 4 years down the line, Danny, and Jaden Daniels was getting $70 million, $80 million, whatever his next contract is going to be, I would be much more on board with what you're saying, look, I would love to do the deal. We absolutely love you, but we got to be a little bit careful in how we spend our money, because that $2.5 million could be holding up us from getting another veteran DB, or it could hold us up from, you know, that being able to pile that on to get a linebacker or whatever it may be. Now's not the time that that's the issue. We were talking in the entire offseason about how much cap space they had, and you have to look that this is going to maybe handcuff them a little bit over the next couple of years, but it's $2.5 million over the next 2.5-3 years going to be the difference between being able to create a good football team or not? I just don't think it is. So I'd be willing to do it, understanding that when it's time to pay Jaden Daniels, then Terry's contract is going to be up, and likely Terry is probably on the back end of his career, and I don't know if you're re-signing him then or not anyways. So if you're signing him to, say, a 3-year extension, you've got him literally running up until the time when you pay Jaden Daniels. And then once Jaden gets that big paycheck, well, now that $30-plus million is off the book. So I'd be willing to do it now. Obviously, I'm a big Terry fan, and I think one of the bigger ones here at the station, so take it with a grain of salt to an extent. But to me, this isn't the time to haggle over $2.5-3 million. That time comes in 3 to 4 years when Jaden's about to get paid. Now is not the time to do that.
So in principle, that makes perfect sense. I guess my response, again, if I've taken on the team hat somehow. I don't know how I'm now Adam
Danny Peters.
Yeah, I'm way handsomer. We're not that far away from me having to give Brandon Coleman an enormous raise. I'm going to have to give, if we sign Frankie Louvu, whose last year is 2026, if he's productive still, I might have to sign him longer term. We're not that far away from me giving extensions to multiple players that I drafted. So if everybody gets to say that, hey, you got more cap space. I don't anymore. I'm going to lose it. We have to, this is the nature of business, and not just football, but anything else. Your company, I got news for you, wants to pay you as little as possible. And you, as a person, rightfully so, would like to make as much as possible. That negotiation and that debate is going to happen until the end of time. Right, and nobody's doing anything wrong about that. But I can't just go, come on, I got a window. You just get more just because. I can't do that. I understand your point, and it's a very valid point. I'm not disagreeing with any of the context. Yes, I can afford, quote-unquote, to pay you a little bit extra. When I do that for you, do I have to do it for Cosme? Do I have to do it for, there aren't that many young players that might come up for extensions because of Ron Rivera and the Martys. Thank you, guys, your boobs, and I'm so glad you're gone. But you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Everybody's going
to
go.
Do you want to set that precedent where you're like, hey, I'm willing to give you a little extra on top?
Yeah, everybody suddenly comes running back with their hand out. So that's kind of the point here. So Garrett Wilson, if you're just joining us, signs AAV, annual average value, $32.5 million. 25-year-old star, comparable numbers to Terry, more receptions, fewer yards. You slightly differently, but very similar players, minus a 5-year age difference.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.